Welcome to this Norse goddess Freyja transmission, soul retrieval. And in some ways, the goddess Freyja could be compared to the Greek goddess of love Aphrodite, also the Roman goddess Venus. Though she also possesses much magical abilities, and in this way also resembles the Egyptian goddess Isis. And open body, open mind. Connecting with the cycle of breath. Allowing your mind to come to the present moment. So focusing on the breath. Inviting light into the physical body on the in-breath. And on the out-breath, releasing anything you've picked up from the 3D world around you. Allowing more space for your own soul's light in the physical body. On the in-breath, inviting light into the emotional body. And on the out-breath, purging anything in the emotional body that you have absorbed from the 3D world. Allowing more space for your own soul's light in the emotional body. On the in-breath, inviting light into the lower mental body. And on the out-breath, purging and release anything you've absorbed from the 3D world in that lower mental body. Allowing more space for your own soul's light in the lower mental body. And let's call the archangels holding the horizontal plane. In the east, Raphael, archangel of air. This angel holds a crystal wand. And around the angel, emerald green fire. calling that angel and that fire into the space. To the south is Archangel Michael, Archangel of Fire. This Archangel is holding a sword of flaming blue light. Around the Archangel, electric blue fire. Calling that fire and that Archangel into the space. To the west is Archangel Gabriel, Archangel of Water. This Archangel is holding a silver chalice. Around the Archangel, diamond white fire. Calling that fire and that Archangel into the space. To the north is Uriel, Archangel of Earth. This Archangel is holding in his hands a golden pentacle. Around the Archangel is ruby red fire. Calling this fire and this Archangel into the space. Four Archangels, four energies, and open. Let's also call to the vertical Archangels, Metatron and Sandalphon. Calling first to Metatron from the great central sun. This Archangel holds the Christ grid, the ascension grid, a fluid field of white gold light. Invoking that angel and that grid, bringing it down into the earth plane. Down into the structure of the building around you, the walls, floor, ceiling, door, windows. Closing off the space. Calling on that Archangel to anchor this grid of light in your heart. Allowing all chakras from the heart upwards to align with the great central sun. That's also called the Sandalphon of the crystalline grid of the earth below. To bring up the crystalline grid of the earth, ethereal white crystalline light up to the feet, flowing up like a rising tide to the pelvic area. Flowing up as far as the heart, calling on this archangel to anchor that grid of light into the heart. Allowing all chakras from the heart down to align with the crystalline core of the earth. Six archangels, six energies, and open. Let's also call your teams in spirit, your oversoul, soul and higher selves, guides, angels and archangels, stellar races, specialist teams working with you, such as ascension teams and healing teams. I also call the goddess Freya into this transmission, and all guardian spirits working with Freya, also all shamans working with the goddess Freya. I call on the goddess to create a large arched doorway in front of you, or perhaps to the left of you, or perhaps to the right of you as you turn within. Begin to notice a large arched door. Go step towards that door, and as you look into the door, it may take the shape of a mirror, reflecting back your energy, reflecting back your physical form. This arched doorway, this mirror, is an entrance to your inner world. On the other side is a landscape of rock, snow, and ice. Step through the mirror, through the doorway, into another landscape, a landscape of rock, snow, and ice. Look down at your feet, notice you're on solid ground and the sky above you. Open your inner senses, your sense of seeing shape, color, and form, of hearing sound and silence, of touching, intuiting, knowing, smelling and tasting. Just notice the sky above. Reach out and touch something, perhaps the snow or rock, or perhaps a plant or tree. Into this landscape, you are greeted by two power animals that work with the goddess. Two very large cats, wild cats. They almost seem prehistoric, very large. Also overhead, a falcon circles, also connected to the goddess. Feel your connection to these power animals, the cats, the falcon. They begin to guide you into the landscape. In towards a place where there's a large body of water and a nearby waterfall. The cats guide you towards the waterfall. And bid you stand beneath its flowing, cleansing water. The water is cold, yet not freezing. Allow this waterfall to cleanse you of any lower astral cobwebs, any shadows ready to be released in your field. As you stand in the waterfall, you begin to notice a figure of light slowly moving towards you through the sky. This figure of light slowly turns into that of a woman dressed in the old Nordic style. As you peer through the waterfall, you notice her hair is a mixture of white, blonde, and red. Her hair seems to change color in the sunlight as she moves towards you. She wears a flowing robe with golden embroidery. Around her neck, a necklace of firestones that sparkle with a bright amber and orange fire in the sunlight. As she floats towards you, golden droplets form around her, touching the earth, turning the earth gold. She begins to land near the waterfall and calls you out from the waterfall towards her. She reaches out both hands to hold you and greet you. Freya has the most radiant and beautiful face and form. The two large cats come and stand either side of Freya. Far above her head circles a large falcon. Just take a moment to connect with the goddess, her magical energy, her loving energy, a goddess of fertility, love, and magic. The goddess summons a shaman to come close. And just wait and allow a shaman to appear. The shaman may be dressed in any style, Nordic or other. The shaman hands you a large clear quartz crystal the size of a large apple. The goddess telepathically communicates with you, bidding you now to release any soul parts you are carrying for any other, any soul fragments, any soul fractals. Release the light of any other to the crystal, where they will be held for a short time. And these soul parts may belong to members of your family, they may belong to ex-lovers, or current lovers or partner. These soul parts have been attracted to you because of your deep empathy, love and sensitivity. They have fragmented from souls that could not hold their light, could not hold their vulnerability. if you are holding any soul parts for another. You may sense them as small children or animals. They may also reveal themselves in other forms. Surrender all of them to the crystal. They are not yours to hold. And when the work is done, the goddess summons an angel working with Metatron to take the crystal to a temple of healing, where these parts will be cared for and eventually reunited with their own souls. Just take a breath. The shaman hands you a second large clear quartz crystal, again the size of an apple. The goddess telepathically bids you to call back any lost soul parts that you have fragmented in this lifetime, due to any trauma, including sexual trauma, any shock, any heartbreak or other form of loss. Anywhere your soul light has retreated from your being due to a feeling of lack of safety, or anywhere your soul light has left your being to go with a loved one who has left you, this is your light and you need that light back. The goddess sends her cats to go search for these parts in other dimensions, encouraging them all to return. Set the intention to call them back into the crystal. And you might begin to see light flowing back into the crystal from 360 degrees. This light will be held in the crystal for a short time. just holding the crystal, allowing light to flow back. Some light may be escorted back by the cats into the crystal. When the light stops coming, the goddess summons an angel, working with Metatron to take the crystal to a temple of healing, where all soul parts will be cared for and eventually reunited with your energy field or with your own soul. The shaman hands you a third and final quartz crystal, the size of a large apple. The goddess telepathically bids you to call back any lost soul parts that have fragmented from your soul in any other lifetime. The shaman hands you a second large clear quartz crystal, again the size of an apple. Due to trauma, including sexual trauma, including persecution, torture, execution, exile, death in battle, any other form of shock, heartbreak or loss, anywhere your light is fragmented from your soul. The shaman hands you a second large clear quartz crystal, again the size of an apple. The shaman hands you a second large clear quartz crystal, again the size of an apple. The goddess once again bids her cats go search for these parts, encouraging them to return. Call all soul parts back into the crystal. All multidimensional soul parts, where they will be held for a short time. You might also see the cats bringing back some soul parts into the crystal. Just holding the crystal, allowing light to flow into the crystal. And light flows into the crystal from 360 degrees. just allowing the light to continue to flow. And when it stops, the goddess summons an angel working with Metatron to take the crystal to a temple of healing, where all these soul parts will be cared for and eventually reunited with your own soul. The shaman steps back. The goddess reaches towards you, embracing you. She touches your third eye with a finger radiating a great golden light, opening your third eye. Opening your innate ability to sense and see the way forward. To sense and see the timeline calling to you now, the highest timeline. The goddess reaches towards you and touches your heart with a finger, radiating a great golden light. Opening your innate ability to feel the way forward, to be guided the way forward. And just allow a final embrace from the goddess. And the goddess turns and leaves you. And the cats and falcon guide you back to the original doorway, the mirror doorway, that leads you back to your world. The world of physical form. thanking these guides, these power animals. Allowing them to return to the goddess. And then turn and step through that mirror doorway. Back to your physical body. Taking a breath. With each breath coming back to your body. And let's thank all angels holding the space, horizontal plane angels and vertical plane angels, allowing them to step back with thanks. Thanking the goddess and all power animals working with the goddess, and the shaman working with the goddess, allowing them all to retreat from your energy field. Just feeling this intense process going on inside of your body. Let's thank your teams in spirit of the highest light and resonance, allowing them to step back with thanks. This transmission is offered to you, as always, with love and blessings. Love and blessings.